KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The big buck, with impressive antlers, stood beside the road at the edge of the trees. I slowed as I drove past and took a good look. It was a mule deer, the larger cousin to the Sitka black-tailed deer, familiar to Southeast Alaskans like me. I was outside of Carcross, British Columbia, on my way to Skagway, and this was my first realization that mule deer were just across the border from Alaska. Southeast Alaska, Prince William Sound, and Kodiak Island.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Supreme Court is now weighing arguments related to lawsuits challenging President Trump's attempt to reinterpret the 14th Amendment, which allows birthright citizenship. But at the center of this case is a broader question over whether a judge can universally block a president's policy. NPR's Jimena Bustillo has more.
The administration argued before the justices that individual judges should not be able to universally block the president's ability to revoke birthright citizenship. President Trump has long maintained that the Constitution does not guarantee birthright citizenship. So, on day one of his presidential term, he issued an executive order barring automatic citizenship for any baby born in the U.S. whose parents entered the country illegally or who are here legally but on temporary visas. But lawyers representing 22 states and immigrants argued that even if in some instances universal injunctions are cumbersome, in this case it is necessary since citizenship benefits are universally applied. A decision in the case is expected later this summer. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security is asking for 20,000 National Guard members to help with immigration enforcement. That's according to a U.S. official who was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. If the Defense Department approves this DHS request, it would be a first. NPR's Tom Bowman explains.
There's no sense at this point what role the Guard troops would play. It might be providing transportation or security, or if they would be detaining migrants or actually maybe taking part in arrests. Back in February, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gave Texas Guard members the authority to make immigration arrests. Now, this would be the first time Guard troops at the national level, a widespread effort, have been asked to assist in deportations.
NPR's Tom Bowman. The story was first reported by the New York Times. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with his Syrian counterpart as the Trump administration begins to wind down sanctions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the move is getting bipartisan support in Washington.
Speaking to reporters on a trip to neighboring Turkey, Secretary Rubio says he's just getting to know Syria's new leaders who toppled Bashar al-Assad's regime last year.
We think that a peaceful, stable Syria would be one of the most dramatic improvements in the region in a very long time. And we want to do everything we can to help achieve that.
Rubio says Syrian authorities, who were former jihadi fighters, are promising to build a pluralistic society. They've also asked for help, he says, in removing chemical weapons from the country. The secretary says the U.S. will help with that and will ease sanctions that were put in place during Bashar al-Assad's rule. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Dow is up 271 points. This is NPR News. Hip-hop mogul Sean Combs' attorneys have questioned his ex-girlfriend for the first time in his sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. R&B singer Cassie Ventura has given graphic testimony this week detailing alleged physical and sexual assault. Today, the defense questioned Ventura about sexually explicit text exchanges she had with Combs and moments of jealousy. Combs' attorneys are seeking to undermine Ventura's previous testimony that she was controlled by and feared Combs. Scholars in Britain say a replica of the Magna Carta that Harvard bought nearly 80 years ago for less than $30 is actually the real thing and likely worth millions. NPR's Lauren Frayer has more from London.
The 13th century Magna Carta laid out how the King of England was subject to law, and it's since become the foundation of many constitutions. In 1946, Harvard's Law Library bought what was assumed to be a Magna Carta replica for $27.50. Then 2 years ago, a medieval history professor in London spotted the stained, faded document on Harvard's website. He and others analyzed it using ultraviolet light and spectral imaging and have now concluded it's one of six originals dating back to the year 1300. Others have sold at auction for more than $20 million, but Harvard says it has no plans to sell this one. Lauren Frayer, NPR News, London.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 271 points, or more than 0.5%. The S&P was up 24 points. The Nasdaq closed down 34. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Total Wine & More. For discovering something new this summer, like a Chardonnay, sparkling wine, or tequila, learn more at TotalWine.com. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Available to adults 21 or older.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, west winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with highs near 42. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, with wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, a chance of rain mainly before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with lows around 38. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with wind gusts as high as 25. And Friday, a slight chance of rain before 1 p.m. Partly sunny, highs near 44. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 3:41 a.m. at 7 foot 2 inches. A low at 11:03, a minus tide of 11 inches. A high tide at 6 o'clock at 5 foot 1 inch. And a low tonight at 10:19 at 3 feet 5 inches. Your sun rose at 6:31 this morning and your sun will set at 10:46, bringing us up to 16 hours and 15 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
No. standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This Senior Spotlight Special will be on Mount Edgecombe's Lenny Brandel. Lenny was born on April 10th in Anchorage and raised in King Cove. He is described by his mom as a strong and caring young adult. He is very determined. Once he has a goal, he works hard to complete it. He is described by his siblings as being self-motivated, uplifting, outgoing, and a humble person. Mr. Arnold, Lenny's cross-country coach, computer teacher, and mentor at Mount Edgecombe, describes him as being always happy and a natural leader. His favorite memory of high school is when he went up on a helicopter ride and barrel during one of the basketball trips. The best advice he has for a successful high school career is to always be a role model, because someone's always looking up towards you. Lenny would like to thank his parents for their support. His plans for after graduation are to attend Fort Lewis College. He wants to get a bachelor's degree in environmental science. Lenny, Chris, we are so proud of you. And on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, AA.1 FM, K201 DA, and King Kovalas.
Be slow and learn. and roll her eyes right up to heaven, and make like I just wasn't there. And she used to fall down her lawn. A girl was always falling again and again, and I used to sometimes try to catch her, but never even call her name.
Afraid of no ghost. invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! to do right. Always work.
Yes, it is not his memory. Feelings come in 1, 2, 3. Trickle up, trickle down. Wearily we come unwound. Sensoria, 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 sensoria.
Do right.
Dancing in the street, dancing in the street. Brazil.
Every time I think of you,